So Giles, finally, a couple of players coming in for the T20. Tell us a little bit about them both.
Yeah, Mujib, young Afghanistani mystery spinner. He's sort of burst on the scene over the last 6 months and played in the World Cup under-19s, and then from there, you know, he dominated that competition. And then from there, he got picked up in the IPL, and he's been one of the finds of the IPL. So, yeah, he comes in great form. I think he's one of the leading bowlers, as I say, in the IPL. Brings something completely different. Not a lot of the guys have faced him, and that brings its own challenges. And then alongside him, Colin Munro. Obviously, the New Zealander, guys will know a little bit more about him. Top order batsman that's been very successful for New Zealand over the past couple of years. So, yeah, very exciting signings.
So Mujib is somebody that nobody really has heard too much of, unless you're sort of into your IPL and you know a bit more about Afghanistan cricket.
Yeah, I think if, you know, people are learning a lot more about him. I think there's Rashid as well, who's been a sensation with Afghanistan, played a big part in the Big Bash over the winter, and Mujib sort of in a similar background, obviously, and had some good success himself, and really has become, you know, a real find. So, you know, hopefully he continues his good form. He's missed the last couple of IPL games through injury, but that tournament will come to an end in due course, and then he'll focus on Hampshire and having success with us.
You say injury. I mean, there's no worries about it being any length of time.
I don't think so. Obviously, we're way out from the blast anyway, but we'll keep an eye on it. Haven't heard exactly what the injury is, apart from his hand injury. A ball got hit back. At him a couple of games ago. Missed the last two, but I think he's due to play the next one, but we'll wait and see.
You say mystery spinner. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, he bowls off spin, doosras and leg spin and googly, so he's got a full repertoire of different balls. Bowls at good pace, and seems to have a natural sense of what to bowl at what time. So he's a really exciting prospect, and I think batsmen around the world have found him a difficult proposition. So hopefully that continues in our blast.
And he's already got Kohli out at the IPL.
Yeah, that's right, amongst others. Yeah, he has been, you know, he's going, I think, under sevens, which only a handful of players, bowlers, have done so this IPL. So he comes, as I say, in good form, and I think a really interesting bowler. And interesting signing, so it should be great to watch over the summer, and it should bring something to the Hampshire team.
This is obviously a deliberate signing in terms of you've always liked the spin formation, haven't you? That's been successful for Hampshire in T20 cricket, so this is quite a deliberate target.
Yeah, I think we play on a big ground, obviously, at the Aegeus. We've got two good young spinners that have had success in Liam and Mason, and he adds to that. And I think if you look at 2020 around the world, a lot of the leading sides in the different leagues have strong bowling attacks, and we've focused on that. We've got some good bowling options, so I'm confident if we get the runs, then the bowlers should contribute to a strong side, and hopefully we'll be able to defend some good targets.
As regards Colin Munro, he doesn't seem as though he's been in the best of form at the IPL. Is that a little bit concerning?
Obviously, it'd be nice if he was in top form, but I think he sits at number two in the world at the moment with a bat. In that format, and he's high quality. You know, he's been over here before, he's played in England, and he's been very dominant for New Zealand over the last few years. So, you know, 2020 form comes and goes. I think IPL is a lot of different combinations that you can use with different overseas players, but you are limited. So I'm not too much of a concern, because I think in the end the quality will show through, and as long as he had a nice lead in, I think the idea is he comes a week or so before and plays some second team cricket. I'm confident that he'll do a very good job for us.
Do you see him? Where does he slot in? Open the batting? Because that seems to be really normally.
Open the batting. Yeah, he'll open the batting, and we'll use him in that role, and we'll structure our side around a nice, strong top three or four, and then obviously a nice balanced bowling attack.